What do you want in life? Why do you want a good job? Why do you want money? Everything we are doing is for the sake of that one happiness. Without happiness, even victory is not sweet. You may surround yourself with the most opulent luxuries and treasures of the world, but it doesn't fill the void inside. Happiness is such a beautiful emotion. It moistens your heart with positivity, optimism, and hope. Happy people naturally feel fulfilled with their lives and satisfied at work. So often the sense of happiness escalates to a feeling of gratitude, counting the blessings you have received, and that creates an experience of euphoria in the heart. Without happiness, even victory is not sweet. You may surround yourself with the most opulent luxuries and treasures of the world, but it doesn't fill the void inside. And even success doesn't provide delight. Thereby, happiness is like the one before all the zeros, which by its presence adds value to everything, and by its absence nullifies the value of everything in life. Yet, happiness is also like that rainbow in the horizon. We keep on running after it, but it seems to keep on receding away. And that is why we need to apply ourselves to understand what are the tools and techniques for a happier life. Start at the very starting. Since when have we been searching for happiness? From the moment we were born. The first thing we did when we emerged in this world was to let out a slogan, "Give me happiness!" It was not a slogan in words, because we did not know words when we were born. But the very first intuitive impulse of ours was to cry. Even Bhagavan began his Leela from here, Sri Ram Rodana Thana, the Ramayana states. Because he was doing Nara Leela. Acting to be human, so humans cry on birth, God was also crying. But why did we cry when we were born? Because the process of birth pained us. And by crying, we expressed our innate nature. I did not come into this world for misery. I came for happiness, and from that day till today, we are incessantly in search of happiness. Of course, all of us have different decisions regarding where happiness lies. Mahesh thinks he will get it from corporate boardrooms, and Dinesh thinks he will get it by political positions and power and prestige, and Meena thinks she can find happiness in relationships, and Beena thinks that PhD degree will give her happiness. So also Suresh, Mahesh, Veena, etc., they all are searching for happiness in different ways. But the goal of all humankind is one. And why do I say that? You ask any of this Mahesh, Dinesh, Bina, Nina, what do you want in life? A PhD degree. Why do you want a PhD degree? It will help me get a good job. Why do you want a good job? It will help me get money. Why do you want money? It will help me procure the things of the world. What kind of things do you want? Things to see, to touch, to smell, to hear, and to taste. God has given us all five senses. And we want the objects of these senses. And the whole world is a subject of our five senses. So again, ask, why do you want these five kinds of objects? Why? Why do you wish to see movies? Why do you wish to eat delightful food? It will give me happiness, pleasure, joy, delight, bliss. So you want happiness? Yes. For the sake of happiness, you want these objects? Yes. For the sake of the objects, you want money? Yes. For the sake of money, you want a job, and for the sake of job, you want a degree. Which means that everyone wants happiness. Otherwise, we are all different in every way. We don't have the same facial appearance. You know, ever since Windows got this face recognizer, so I stopped typing password to get into it. But what amazes me is that it seems to recognize me whether I have my tilak or I don't have my tilak, whether I'm wearing reading glasses or I'm not wearing reading glasses. So something is different about my face, which is not there in everybody else, which Windows is recognizing. In other words, we are all different. And biometrics, 7 billion people on the planet Earth. And these little fingerprints are different for all of us. Look at the imaginative creativity of the maker. So that is the amount of variety the Creator has filled into this world. In this matter also there should be variety. Somebody should want pure bliss. Somebody should want it tinged with 10% misery. And somebody should want it 50-50 bliss and misery. And somebody should just seek misery without any adulteration. But in this matter, we are all one. See, Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, he understood this principle when he wrote in his book, The Nicomachean Ethics. He said, we seek honor, wealth, and prestige because they bring us happiness. But we seek happiness for itself. And never with a view for anything further. Now, Aristotle came 2500 years ago. I would have loved to see Aristotle's face if he were told that 2500 years before him, there was a philosopher in India called Ved Vyas, who had already stated, Sarvesham api bhutanam nripasvatmaiva vallabha itare patya vittadyas tadvallabhatayaiva hi. He says, everything we are doing is for the sake of that one happiness. And did anybody teach us to seek happiness? Like we were taught by parents, by teacher, by guru, my child, you should speak the truth. Speaking lies is a bad thing. You should not steal others' properties. Did somebody teach us, my child, you must seek happiness. It should not come about that you start running after misery. This instruction was never given to us. In fact, we even cry for the sake of happiness. We laugh for happiness that everybody understands. But we even cry for happiness. How? Ask somebody, why are you crying? My father passed away. So, I cremated him and I came back and my mother passed away in COVID. Then, I cremated her and came back and my house got burnt. I am so sorry to hear. But, my question was, why are you crying? You have got one misery of the father passing away, one misery of the mother passing away, one misery of the house getting burnt. If there is misery in crying, definitely you will not cry and increase your misery. So why are you crying? Arre Swamiji, all these miseries that overcame me, by crying I am taking them out. It is giving me relief, making me feel a little happy. If I don't cry, I'll go crazy. So, when the misery became unbearable, crying is releasing the tension and giving a sense of relief. That is the only reason why anybody cries. So, we are also crying for happiness, laughing for happiness. One thing we are all searching after, and the mystery thickens.
To a journey of spiritual enlightenment with the Ask Swamiji feature, exclusively on the Radha Krishna Bhakti app. Powered by artificial intelligence, this innovative chatbot provides personalized guidance on spirituality, mind management, and personal development. Trained on the philosophy and books written by Swami Mukundananda, the chatbot can provide you answers to deep spiritual queries or advice on everyday challenges. Download the Radha Krishna Bhakti app now to start your dialogue with Ask Swamiji.